Thanks for streaming GPB. Your contribution at gpb.org supports the listening you enjoy each day. We hope you'll consider GPB in your plans during this season of giving. Happy holidays and thanks for a fantastic year.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, December 20th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, a possible government shutdown could cause flight delays at Atlanta's airport. Atlanta United has a new coach, and post-retirement, a Macon man finds a new calling as a bingo caller. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport expects 3.7 million travelers during a 17-day holiday period beginning today. Some of them could be delayed if a government shutdown begins tonight and extends for weeks like the last one in 2018. Aaron Barker represents unionized transportation security officers in Georgia as part of the American Federation of Government Employees. He says congressional leaders are using federal workers as political pawns.
We are urging you, please do not let this happen. Fund the government and keep us open and let our officers do their job.
A shutdown would force TSA and other essential government employees to work without pay until Congress passes and the president signs a stopgap spending measure. Officials in Macon yesterday detailed plans surrounding the New Year's Day demolition of a derelict 13-story hotel. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports people interested in watching the implosion now have instructions on how to do it safely.
The process will start at 6 a.m. when an exclusion zone around the hotel will be swept for people. By 9 a.m., charges are expected to detonate floor by floor to allow the building to drop in on itself. By 11 a.m., street cleanup should be done. J.J. Martin of Target Contractors LLC, the company planning the demolition, says the exclusion zone is meant to make dropping tons of concrete and steel safe.
Without anyone coming inside and subjecting themselves to injury or trying to make that TikTok video, right, that Facebook post and, you know, look at me, we want to eliminate that.
Macon-Bibb County officials say the best place to watch the implosion of the old Ramada Hotel is atop Coleman Hill, about a quarter mile away. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A new study finds the number of longleaf pines in the southeast is on the rise, with some of the biggest gains in Georgia. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports the rise comes after years of work to bring back one of the state's most iconic trees.
Between 2010 and 2020, Georgia added nearly 50 million new longleaf pine trees, plus 20 million new seedlings. Those were among the findings in a new paper published by scientists at the U.S. Forest Service. Kevin Potter was the lead researcher.
That the increase was as large as it was over as short a time frame suggests to me that there is a real concerted effort by a lot of people to make sure that this species is back on the landscape.
However, Potter and his team also found that longleaf pines are growing in more and more isolated fragments of forest land. The tree is regarded as a biodiversity hotspot, providing refuge for important animal species, including the gopher tortoise and red-cockaded woodpecker. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne.
People go to all kinds of places in search of some meaning for their lives. For many, it's church. For others, it's the ballpark, concerts, or museums, maybe book clubs. For John Akaki, there's meaning in his post-retirement job as a bingo caller at the Moose Lodge in Macon. Talene Hanna of Mercer University's Murphy Center for Collaborative Journalism brings us this audio postcard.
G52. I was brought up in a bingo hall and my mother played, so I was kind of like ready for it to honor her.
B3.
In this bingo booth, the bingo machine holds 75 balls, and I'm going to turn on the shaker and blower, and it's going to mix it up in the blender. Basically, the balls will come up this tube, and from there, I will take it, and I'll put it right here.
All that equipment costs about $15,000. It's not an inexpensive business to be in.
All right, got a blue card. Those newbies, the corners are free on the letter H, and you're playing on a blue.
So a good bingo player is pretty savvy. They're pretty experienced. They can yell that bingo, and some of them come out of their chairs yelling bingo because it's big. People see them. You know, it's instant affirmation when you win. So winning is important.
But we do appreciate you coming again. I took that horseshoe away from that table over there where tea is, and those people, I got rid of that horseshoe. I've moved it. It's not.
And you'll see, like, a lady might have enough cards to cover the whole table, and it looks like wallpaper rolled up on the ground on both sides of the table. And she's fast, efficient, effective, and they know what they're doing. And not everybody wins, but the wealth is spread around over time.
G55.
Bingo.
G55 brings us a call bingo.
My mom used to take me in 1968 and 70. I lost her in 71, so that's why I do this, because this is like connecting with her from heaven to here. She probably says, I never thought my son would be calling bingo games.
37085, look at that. Two postage stamps, one on top of the other. Tommy did good.
Hey, Mr. Anybody Tommy, else? If you'll sign that, I'll go get the other.
We have Sharon in the back.
Yes.
We kind of have fun with it, so we play bingo. We play bingo.
You just heard John Akaki of Macon on why he's a bingo caller. That piece was produced by Talene Hanna of Mercy University's Murphy Center for Collaborative Journalism. Atlanta United has hired Ronnie Dela as its new coach, bringing him back to Major League Soccer 3 years after he guided New York City FC to a championship. The 49-year-old Norwegian manager agreed to a 3-year deal to replace Rob Valentino, who served as interim coach after Gonzalo Pineda was fired in early June. In a video posted on the team's website, Dela said he's accepted the position in part because of the team's ownership, its facilities, and his own experience as an Atlanta United adversary.
I played against Atlanta before. I know what kind of fans they have, what kind of stadium, and what kind of opportunities there are there to win something and to create something special. So for me, this is a dream to have opportunity to come here and work with you.
Dela's hiring completes an overhaul of Atlanta United's leadership team. He's been a coach for 17 years across several countries and has won a total of 6 trophies, including 4 league titles and 2 domestic cup competitions. And that's a wrap on a busy week of Georgia Today episodes. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more about any of the stories we've been following, check out our website, gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. It's a great addition to your weekday afternoon listening habits, and you'll be caught up on all the news pertaining to Georgia. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for streaming GPB. Your contribution at gpb.org supports the listening you enjoy each day. We hope you'll consider GPB in your plans during this season of giving. Happy holidays and thanks for a fantastic year.